Reporting for Voices on WERU. I'm interviewing Nigel Chase to talk about last night. Nigel, what is last night?
Last night is the New Year's Eve celebration of music, theater, and dancing, of musicians, performance all throughout the peninsula area that come together in Blue Hill to perform between the hours of, well, this year, 6 and midnight. It's a wonderful time for families to come out, and teenagers and everybody, because there's something for everyone.
How's it starting off? Because usually it's at 7, but we've got a special performance at 6.
Right. This year we have Noel Paul Stuckey, you might better known as Puff the Magic Dragon, Peter, Paul, and Mary, right. And he'll be performing from 6 to 7 as like an early show live at the Congo Church. And then to kick off all the performances that happen between 7 and 10 o'clock, there'll be a brass fanfare at the Town Hall steps at 6:45.
And then at 7, it looks like there are a lot of different performances all at the same time. How does that work?
Right. Let's see. I think there's 9 different venues with up to 3 to 4 different acts happening between 7 and 10 o'clock, or maybe midnight. So you can look at a schedule. Find a schedule at one of the businesses, or there's been inserts in the packet that have had the schedule in them, or online at www.flashinthepans.org. And you can find the schedule and check it out and find out which performances you'd like to go and check out. There's something for little kids. There's something for teenagers. There's cartoons. There's tarot card reading, African drumming, spirit dancing, jazz, steel band. There's a little bit of everything.
How much does it cost?
Oh, boy. It's absolutely free. Nobody has to pay a thing. All the performances are free. All the food down at the firehouse. There'll be free food and drinks, hot cocoa. And that's all free, donated by performers and people supporting the night.
That's quite remarkable. Is it going to be a problem for people to park? What do they do if they come and they have trouble finding a place?
Well, the best parking, I would think, would be you can park behind the hospital, up around behind the hospital near the library. There's a large parking lot there. George Stevens Academy has a huge parking lot. The Consolidated School has huge parking lots. And you can find some down around the fire station or in the downtown area. There might be some. But the churches both have large parking lots also, which are big venues and have a lot of performances going on near the churches. So there should be plenty of parking.
And it's all pretty much walkable, isn't it? Once you've deposited your car somewhere, you can walk from one thing to the next.
Yeah, that's the idea, is once you park your car, you can walk easily from one venue to the next, get around on foot.
And there's a map for the venues on the insert in the newspaper and on the website. That's great. So, Nigel, what are you going to be performing?
I'll be performing with Planet Pan, the teenage steel band from the Blue Hill area. They'll be performing from 8 until 9 o'clock at George Stevens Academy, who's one of the sponsors for last night. And then also along with Flash in the Pans, who follows Planet Pan at George Stevens from 9 to 10 o'clock. And then I'll be at the Town Hall from 10 to midnight with Atlantic Clarion, a small performance dance band, which is going to rock the place from 10 to midnight. And there's another 10 to midnight show, and that's down at the Oddfellows Hall, where DJ Corey Paradise will be playing mostly vinyl. I think it's absolutely all vinyl, actually. He's going to be spinning vinyl record and doing it in the old way, like DJs used to, and having a dance party open to anybody. But I bet it attracts a lot of teenagers and maybe some more music on the lower level, and turn that place into a nightclub, which is the same place where the garage bands will be performing earlier that evening at the Oddfellows Hall. And that'll be exciting because there's interested and excited teenagers that have formed 3 different bands. I'll be performing there that evening.
Last year, the garage bands were in the fire station, but is that a venue this year, or is that just for food?
Fire station is for food, but also has music and poetry. It has Dennis Cooper Jr. and his gang performing, and Denny Robertson, the fire chief, performing. Also, acoustic autotone, a one-man, kind of one-man garage band synth musician who's pretty neat. And then this fellow by the name of Blue Jean, who's a soloist.
Oh, so everything's being used. And this year we're actually using a restaurant. That's a first, isn't it? The Table Restaurant, which has had a bunch of other names. And who's performing there?
Well, let's see. We needed to add the table just because we had so many performers this year. 36 performers in all, which is a record. And so we had to put Oceana and Sarah, a mother-daughter duo, Bill Schubeck playing piano, Cameron O'Brien on percussion and marimba, and then the New Trad Trio, right? They're a great, great well-known group that will be playing later in from 9 to 10 at the table.
Before I forget, this is the first year I think I've seen a sculpture exhibition. Is that a contest, or who can donate, put in a sculpture? Where is it, and what kind of sculpture?
Yeah, this is a new idea we're testing out. Of course, it helps to have snow and ice, which we might have some if it keeps up like this. It's an exhibition. Anybody can come make a sculpture out of snow, out of ice, or you can even bring found objects or objects of any sort and make a sculpture right on the lawn of the library in Blue Hill. And all you need to do is call, I guess you need to call me now, which would be 326-8684 to just reserve a space. And you can go at it and make anything you want all night long, and it'll be up the next day. And then if you could come and take it down the next day, that'd be great.
Well, maybe we'll get something in there. And I'm trying to think. This sounds like it's going kind of late, but for people with kids, there's still stuff to do with young children, right?
Early childhood music would be for the youngest children. I would think that would be for infants. That's just for infants to sort of try out the whole idea of listening and reacting to music. There's cartoons all night long from 7 to 10, and those were geared towards kids. There's a magic show, and there's something called 2010 Hats, which is come make a hat that says something about 2010 and wacky crazy hat.
That's great. And for liturgical music, isn't there someone playing an organ? That's Gerald Wheeler. Now, what kind of music does he play?
Gerald Wheeler, he played it 3 or 4 years ago, and he'll be playing popular classics for organ, also the famous Toccata by Wilder. Wilderl.
So famous, yeah, I never heard of it.
he's a riot, incredible organist, and plays all these fun neat things that you'd recognize.
Well, this is going to be a big deal, I guess. Is there if somebody is interested in having their future told, I understood that was very popular last year or the year before. Is that happening again? I saw tarot card readings.
This year there's two fortune tellers. Yeah, that'll be happening 7 to 10 in the library. One's Jill Day and the other is Madam Zena. And they'll tell you what lies ahead if you're interested.
Well, this sounds like a great thing. Did we get some sponsorship for it?
Let's see. The sponsors are WERU Community Radio, 89.9 FM, and Bar Harbor Banking and Trust Company, and George Stevens Academy. Otherwise, there's a bunch of us who've been just putting this together just for the fun of it. We don't charge anything. Nobody gets paid, and nobody has to pay anything. That's sort of the wonder of it all, and it makes it a whole lot of fun.
Let's wrap it up. Where do people need to go, and when do they need to be there to enjoy all these 35 or so different performances?
All right. Well, if you want to catch Noel Paul Stuckey, be there New Year's Eve at the Congregational Church at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7 o'clock. Then we start at 6:45 with the brass fanfare, and all the performances start from 7 until 10 o'clock. At 10, there's two late-night shows, one in the Town Hall and one in the Odd Fellows Hall, Atlantic Clarion in the Town Hall, and DJ Paradise in the Odd Fellows till midnight.
That's great. So if listeners want to learn more, they can go to the website, which is flashinthepans.org, or you can look in local newspapers like the Blue Hill Packet, and I think in the Ellsworth American. We hope to see a big turnout, the bigger the better, because there's so many different performances. A lot of them are pretty intimate. Thank you very much, Nigel.
Thank you, Jim.